Musebox Design presents the Millionaire Mentors Today podcast with your host, Sean Furman, where you'll get the systems, strategies, and ways of thinking and being from the people who have gone the distance. Visit www.millionairementorstoday.com and subscribe to this podcast.
Hey guys. Hope you're doing very well. It's now January 6th. It's after the holidays here. And I want to talk to you today about an experience I had a couple weeks ago. Actually, it was about 4 weeks ago, about a month ago. And I had the good fortune of meeting with and speaking to the original Rich Dad from Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And if you don't know who that is, his name is Keith Cunningham. And if you don't know Keith is, well, there's not enough to be said about Keith, but Keith is so incredibly wise. It's amazing to be around this person, because he really opens your eyes to a lot of the things that you're doing right and what you're doing wrong in your business. And the majority of his talks, and the topics of his talks, were about the importance of thinking and the importance thinking has on your business and on your life. So better thinking for better investing. And he gave us a lot of tools, a lot of different tools that we can use to build our businesses better and to do better investing. So I'm not going to share with you the topics or his content that he shared with us. That's out of integrity. But I am going to share my insights from that experience that I got from Keith. So I'm going to open with this one here. And this is a quote that I wrote down from Keith. The quality of your life and the quality of your business are directly proportional to the quality of the questions that you ask. So I'm going to repeat that. The quality of your life and the quality of your business are determined and are directly proportional to the questions, to the quality of the questions that you ask. So I'm going to give you two examples here, two different types of questions. Category one, why am I so stupid? Why can't I do this? Why do these things always happen to me? Category number two, who do I know that can help me out? What is the first step that I can take to achieving this goal? What can I learn from this experience? You know, it didn't go my way, but what can I take away from it? So here's the question, which is the better quality of question? And the answer is, it's that it's obviously category number two, but we tend to ask category one type questions. And the reason that we do this is to distance ourselves from our negative results or what reality is giving us. It's cognitive dissonance. You know, you have this reality that you don't want to accept, and you're trying to bridge that reality with an idea of how it should be. And that's just a psychological truth. Humans tend to ask questions when things go wrong, and we look for all the reasons why it went wrong, but never, or very few people, ask the questions of why it went wrong, but what did we do right, and how can we move ahead from it? And the problem is that you can ask either type of question, and whatever answer you come up with is going to be the correct answer. It's going to be an answer that satisfies that bridge, that reality bridge. So, you need to start asking yourself a better quality of question to get that better quality of life. And when do you do this? Well, here's another tool. This is another one that Keith talked about. It's the Think Day. Now, Keith asked the room, there are about 700 people, 600-700 people in the room, how many people have scheduled days or scheduled time in their calendars where you just sit and you think, and you think about all the important things that you need to get done? And I might have been one of about 8 people that raised their hands. If you go through my calendar, I have scheduled thinking time. But the problem with thinking time is that I was not as productive as I could have been in that time. And the reason that I wasn't as productive as I could have been is because I wasn't asking the types of questions that I needed to ask in that time. So you need to start asking better questions. You have to have a better quality of question. And here's how you're going to start doing that. I'm going to give you a gift with this as well. But this is what you've got to do. You've got to take the time. You've got to take at least 1 hour or 30 minutes to sit down and start thinking and questioning. You are going to get so much more out of your questions than blind action. It's going to give you direction and focus. It's going to tell you what you should continue to do and what you should drop. So I'm going to give you four questions here that you can take away that you can use for your thinking time. Okay, so question number one, what are my 20 best experiences? What are the 20 best experiences that I've had in my life up till this point? Question number two, what did I feel and what was going on in my life and in that situation when that happened? Question number three, how can I make every single day like this? What can I integrate into my life that I can feel these things and have these things in my life all the time? And question number four, what are the first three steps I can take to move towards this goal? Those are four questions that I sat down and thought about, and I started doing that. I've actually moved a palm tree into my office, and I've given it kind of a beach setting because I really like being at the beach and hanging out, but I also like to work and be productive in my office. I just brought, you know, the palm tree in here. That's one of the ways that I did it. So anyway, I've got a gift for you. It's 101 productive questions for your thinking time. You can go to millionairementorstoday.com and claim that gift. And that's all for today, guys. So subscribe to this podcast, share it with all the people that you know that will benefit from it, and go to millionairementorstoday.com, join in the conversation, and check us out on Facebook. And until next time, have a great day, and I look forward to meeting you in the future.